Previously on Rogue Life.
Are we just going to have to keep growing our band of merry men with everyone we save and then have to babysit an entire army by the time we get out? And what is the deal with Lauren? She kept talking about how she was in a million places at once.
Mr. Newsom's situation is unclear.
I just got a call from James at like 2 a.m. one day to say that he went in.
Well, maybe you are meant to save him next. Did you ever think about that?
I can see about getting you permission to enter his home and try to help, though I do not believe Mr. Johnson will allow it to happen.
Well, then we're at an impasse, James. That's the other thing we need to talk to you about. We think that you need to go with us this time.
Mr. Bowers, you were caught on camera near the home of Richard Newsom. The next day, his wife Georgia reported him as missing. What really happened that night?
I've already talked to the San Jose Police Department. They have my full statement on record.
Just humor us, Mr. Bowers.
Okay, short version, Rick and I go way back. I went and visited him. He was doing well, but he did seem nervous about something. As I left, he said that he had to take care of something and that I might not ever see him again.
See, that's what I don't get. How exactly does the second richest man on Earth go way back with a customer service rep?
He hired me for some personal consultation work. You know, I'd go into it in more detail, but I'm still under NDA and whatnot.
Okay, I'll be using this other walkie and monitor things from a distance. Hopefully security won't be too tough on you. And I hear that Georgia Newsom is actually pretty delightful. She should just let you ride in and you can do your business easy peasy.
That is doubtful, Jen. I believe there is a reason that no one has been allowed into the home since the incident. I cannot fathom that this will be an easy night.
You'd think that a $1 billion corporation would have been able to give us better spy equipment. Now, don't get me wrong, these dollar store bright pink walkie-talkies are cool and all, but I feel woefully under-equipped here.
We didn't exactly let the company know what's happening. And don't knock the walkies. I got them for my niece for her birthday, and they were like $15.99 on Amazon.
We were able to sneak you out of the hotel, Benny. We're resourceful. Chin up.
I'm just not built for this kind of thing. Sheesh, what a long driveway. I guess that's how the super rich avoid robbers. Make them give up on the walk to the house.
The gatehouse is coming up.
Guys? Something's wrong here. Be careful.
Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, just trying to diffuse the tension.
Mr. Bowers, Miss Blake, come see this. Behind the dumpster.
What's going on?
What's going on with the guards? Are they dead?
Guys, I don't think that we're the only ones trying to get to Rick. Jen, I think that we should maybe get in touch with the authorities after all.
On it.
Have you ever played one of those video games where every time you die, you start the game over with everything completely changed? Like the enemies, maps, weapons, abilities, everything is different. Well, that's my life. My name is Benjamin Bowers, but you can just call me Benny. I actually attended a cult meeting once. They used weird chanting, tried to gaslight me into forgetting my family and all of my values, tried to extort thousands of dollars from me. But then I realized, hey, this is just a cryptocurrency pitch.
Rogue Life, Episode 17, Culture Shock.
They are not dead, but they are out cold.
Jen, look around and see if you can see anything off up at the house.
This is probably when we should call the cops, right?
I have been trying. It seems that I do not have reception.
Yeah, me neither. Jen? Do you have reception? Jen?
I'm getting major spooky vibes from all of this. We should learn from pop culture, right? You know, just turn around, go home, right? Right?
Normally, I would agree with this point, but Mr. Newsom may need our help.
Yeah, so, I'm not exactly the hero type.
Benny, if we reach him, we may have to all be together to save him.
This is a defining moment for you, Mr. Bowers. For all of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, doing brave things in the safety of Valhalla is one thing. Out here, there are consequences. Like, you know, death! Kind of a big deal.
Consider this your invitation to Hogwarts. Your Matrix Red Pill. Your Horn of Valyr. You have been called, Benny.
Can't we at least, you know, get in touch with the authorities or something?
There is no time, Mr. Bowers. Miss Blake, these guards were carrying stun guns. Do you know how to use them?
I'm a single girl living alone in the Bay Area. Of course, I know how to use a stun gun.
Hey, guys, do you hear?
The voltage does not seem too high on these. That said, it should be enough to give us an advantage in a skirmish.
Seriously, guys!
Oh, these are Vipertechs. Nice. Mr. Newsom goes all out.
Be quiet! Listen! What in the Imhotep is that?
Look! By the front door.
Black robes, torches, chanting. Mira! Son las plagas!
Oh, nice Resident Evil 4 reference. But seriously, this is giving me the willies.
How in the world are we supposed to get around that?
I have a way. Mr. Newsom had a few of these installed as a security precaution. Very few people know about it, but I happen to be a member of his inner circle. It should be somewhere around here. Ah! There we go.
Wait. A freaking secret tunnel? Secret tunnel! Right? Okay, well. Okay, you got me. I'm back in.
Shall we?
So, James, how long exactly have you been working for Rick?
Please, refer to him as Mr. Newsom, and 27 years.
Sheesh. I had no idea that Rencorp has even been around that long.
Rencorp is just coming up on our 20-year anniversary this year. I worked with Mr. Newsom with his previous venture.
Wait, what was he doing before this?
Mr. Newsom had started a genetic research venture.
Okay, so maybe the Resident Evil reference was valid. Did he call it Umbrella?
No. This was not science fiction. Mr. Newsom wanted to explore the possibilities to find family using genetic research. You see, Mr. Newsom was abandoned as a baby. He never knew his real family. He figured that genetics could help him to connect to his roots.
Huh. I didn't know that Rick was adopted.
Mr. Newsom was never actually adopted. He bounced around between group homes and in the foster care system until he was 18. That was how we met. I am his foster brother.
Wait, what? You were in foster care? I had no idea.
Well, Mr. Newsom likes to hire people who have been in foster care. He knows how hard it can be for those who lived in the lives that we have lived, and values the resourcefulness. Here we are. I believe that down this walkway should open into the kitchen.
Okay. So I've just got to know. Did you call Rick Mr. Newsom in the foster home too? What? Don't glare at me. It's an honest question.
Guys, shh! There's someone in the kitchen.
With Dinah.
Shh.
Look, I'm just saying, if the Grand High Marshal thinks that we'll all put up with this forever, he's got another thing coming. Really, though? Woo! It's so damn itchy!
Well, maybe. There's a reason for it. Like, a higher reason.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that the ones who speak from above care deeply for sheep, and only accept sacrifices made by those wearing sheep's clothing.
Ooh, sheep's clothing. There's gotta be, like, a deeper meaning there. James, I'll get the right one, and you get the left.
Maybe if I claimed I was vegan, I could switch up the robe for a vegan leather one.
Seriously? Give it up! Ready? One, two...
Shouldn't we demand basic rights?
Now! What the...
Ah!
James! Get him before he runs! Get their robes!
We need something to bind them.
Sheesh. This guy's right. The robes are itchy.
I guess these extension cords could work?
Here, let me tie it. I'm an Eagle Scout, after all. Wait. Is it left over right, or right over left first?
Move over. I got this. Find something to gag him.
How about... some aprons?
Sure. James.
On it. So... it would appear that we have disguises, but only two of them. What now?
Wookiee prisoner?
Wookiee prisoner.
What is a Wookiee prisoner?
For hell's sakes, James, would it kill you to watch a movie for once in your life?
Halt! Who are these people? Did the Grand Master approve of the guest for the Ascendance ceremony?
Oh, heck yeah, they are meant to be a sacrifice to the Dark One?
What in the world are you talking about? George, is that you under there? Is this a joke?
No, I apologize for the pretense here. We have this one as a prisoner. As you can see, we are Whoopies.
What?
Sorry, we're all just on edge a bit tonight, you know. Nerves about the Ascendance and all that jazz. I talked to... what's her name? You know, I talked to her about it. She usually brings the baked goods to all the get-togethers. Jess... No. Cheryl... Sorry, it's right there. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Cynthia?
Yes. Yes, that's it. Cynthia. She said that the Grand Master wanted a witness for the Ascendance. The first to witness the glory of the Ascending and stuff.
Look, man, I just want to get through tonight. I really don't care that much. My buddy's the one who got me into this in the first place. I was never that invested. I just needed a place to go on Wednesdays, you know?
Yeah, I hear that. Give it... here. Come on. Okay, just leave me hanging.
Just pretend that I never saw you, and I'll do the same. If something happens with this guy tonight, and we all find a new place in the new world, awesome. If not... oh, well. There's always another apocalypse around the corner.
Yes, I can understand that logic. Go in peace, my child.
Whatever, man. I swear this is the kookiest cult I've ever joined. And I've joined 7. Honest to God, 7.
Well, I believe that we handled that well.
Whoopies, James? Really?
Hey, he's trying his best. Shh, come on. I hear some voices out in the courtyard.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, the time is at hand. We have been waiting for decades. The world has been waiting for centuries. But it shall be us, you and me, who will bring the return of our master and save this world.
Whoa. Who the hell is this guy?
I would assume it is the Grand High Marshal that those men had mentioned.
As soon as we turn this corner into the courtyard, things will get really interesting real quick.
Look, Rick's body is up there on those steps with the Grand High Marshal. That is a lot of people to get through.
Have faith in the plan. I'll act my part and you two keep up your parts. If we can get there close enough to touch him, I'm sure that we'll be able to enter into his Valhalla.
And what if your hypothesis is incorrect, Miss Blake?
We'll just have to improvise.
For too long, our master has been imprisoned. We have not been able to find an appropriate vessel, but the hour is at hand. I can feel it.
Brothers and sisters, we have found an interloper among us. This woman has dared to interrupt the sacred ritual.
Yes, that is right. This woman has dared to stop the, emergence of our master.
Unhand me! I'm a personal friend of Richard's, and I'm here to save him. Let go! I have to get to him.
What is this, Carl? Is this an attempt to get us to change the robes again?
No. In fact, I think we should go more itchy to show our faith.
Indeed. We have discussed this quite thoroughly.
Bring forth the interloper. Oh,
excuse me. Sorry.
Pardon me.
Watch out. Sorry.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Yes, excuse me. Sorry.
I believe that this woman should have the right to say farewell to her friend before he becomes the master's vessel.
That seems to be a reasonable request.
Be ready, guys.
Please, madam, lift up thy head. You are in the presence of he who will save the world, with him who shall bring forth the... Wait, what? Janet, what are you doing here?
No!
What's going on?
Guys, we made it! It worked!
I had my doubts, but your wolfy prisoner gambit seems to have paid off.
Wookie gambit, Wookie! For heaven's sakes, James, everyone knows Star Wars. There's no way that you've gotten this far in life without... Wait, did we just bring someone in here with us?
How did you... Wait, what is this? Is this what you guys have been doing this whole time? Holy crap, Janet! You could have told me about this.
Wait, who are you?
Seriously? You don't recognize me? Oh, wait, just a second. Forgot the hood.
What? How? Of course. It's starting to all make sense. You idiot.
Janet? Who is this guy?
Benny, James, I'd like you to meet Steven, my overly protective foster brother.
Rogue Life is written by Brady Flanagan, directed and edited by Brady Flanagan. Assistant directed by Anthony Lovato. Original music by Brady Flanagan and Willis Kramer. Piano by Jill Flanagan. Recorded at Two Rough Edges Studios. Starring Allie Arbuckle, Amanda Flanagan, Anthony Lovato, Blake Haywood, Bob Bedore, Brady Flanagan, Brooklyn Kohler, Brooks Bedore, Casey Wayman, Dan Harvey, Jake Herrenberg, Jason Wild, Jim Dixon, John Crowder, Caitlin Johnson, Kevin Buckner, Melinda Yeaman, Melissa Head, Michelle Gardner, Richard Head, Rio Lefevre, Robert Neal, Rusty Bringhurst, Truman Barnes, narrated by Blake Haywood, art by Blake Haywood, Production manager, Melissa Head. Next time on Rogue Life, the game jumps through different eras of television in episode 18, Found Family.